Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhana. Chapter 24, Scene 2, Karma Mimamsa. With this purpose in mind, Krishna began to talk as if he were an atheist supporting the philosophy of Karma Mimamsa. Advocates of this type of philosophy do not accept the supreme authority of the personality of Godhead. They put forward the argument that if anyone works nicely, the result is sure to come. Their opinion is that even if there is a God who gives man the results of his fruitive activities, there is no need to worship him, because unless man works, God cannot bestow any good result. They say that instead of worshiping a demigod or God, people should give attention to their own duties, and thus the good result will surely come. Thus, Lord Krishna began to speak to his father according to these principles of the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. My dear father, I do not think you need to worship any demigod for the successful performance of your agricultural activities. Every living being is born according to one's past karma and leaves this life simply taking the result of one's present karma. Everyone is born in different types or species of life according to one's past activities, and one gets his or her next birth according to the activities of this life. Different grades of material happiness and distress, comforts and disadvantages of life are different results of different kinds of activities, either from the past or present life. Maharaj Nanda and other elderly members argued that without satisfying the predominating God, one cannot derive any good result simply by material activities. And this is actually the fact. For example, it is sometimes found that in spite of first-class medical help and treatment by a first-class physician, a diseased person dies. It is concluded, therefore, that first-class medical treatment or the attempts of a first-class physician are not in themselves the cause for curing a patient. There must be the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, a father or mother's taking care of their children is not the cause of their children's comfort. Sometimes it is found that in spite of all care by the parents, still the children go bad or succumb to death. Therefore, material causes are not sufficient for results. There must be the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nanda Maharaj therefore advocated that in order to get good results for agricultural activities, they must satisfy Indra, the superintending deity of the rain supply. But Lord Krishna nullified this argument, saying that the demigods give results only to persons who have executed their prescribed duties. Therefore, demigods are dependent on the execution of duties and are not absolute in awarding good results to anyone. Then Lord Krishna said, "My dear father, there is no need to worship the demigod Indra, for everyone has to achieve the results of his or her own work. We can actually see that one becomes busy according to the natural tendency of one's work. And according to that natural tendency, all living entities, either human beings or demigods, achieve their respective results. All living entities achieve higher or lower bodies and create enemies, friends, or neutral parties only because of their different kinds of work. One should be careful to discharge duties according to his or her natural instinct and not divert attention to the worship of various demigods. The demigods will be satisfied by the proper execution of all duties, so there is no need to worship them. Let us rather perform our prescribed duties very nicely. Actually, one cannot be happy without executing one's proper prescribed duty. One who does not, therefore, properly discharge one's prescribed duties is compared with an unchaste woman. The proper prescribed duty of the Brahmanas is the study of the Vedas. The proper duty of the royal order, the Kshatriyas, is engagement in protecting the citizens. The proper duty of the Vaishya community is agriculture, trade, and protection of the cows. And the proper duty of the Shudras is service to the higher classes, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. My dear father, we belong to the Vaishya community, and our proper duty is to farm or trade with agricultural produce, to protect cows, or to take to banking. Krishna identified himself with the Vaishya community because Nanda Maharaj was protecting many cows and Krishna was taking care of them. Krishna enumerated four kinds of business engagements for the Vaishya community, namely agriculture, trade, protection of cows, and banking. Although the Vaishyas can take to any of these occupations, the men of Vrindavan were engaged primarily in the protection of cows. Then Krishna further explained to his father, "This cosmic manifestation is going on under the influence of the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. These three modes are the causes of creation, maintenance, and destruction. The cloud is caused by the action of the mode of passion. Therefore, it is the mode of passion which causes the rainfall. And after the rainfall, the living entities derive the result, which is success in agricultural work. What then has Indra to do in these affairs? Even if you do not please Indra, what can he do? We do not derive any special benefit from Indra. And even if he is there, he pours water on the ocean also, where there is no need of water. So Indra is pouring water on the ocean or on the land. It does not depend on our worshipping him. As far as we are concerned, we do not need to go to another city or village or foreign country. There are palatial buildings in the cities, but we are satisfied by living in this forest of Vrindavan. Our specific relationship is with Govardhan Hill and Vrindavan Forest, and nothing more. My dear father, I therefore request you to begin a sacrifice which will satisfy the local Brahmanas and Govardhan Hill, and let us have nothing to do with Indra." Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.